Hi, how are you, Mayor?
Baruch Hashem, good evening, Rabbi. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, gewaldig. I had a chasana tonight, so I have found myself in different surroundings. The chuppah is about to start, so I figured this is perfect timing to sit down and learn, and I'll be back in time for, when everything's finished.
Kol hakavod.
Yeah. Okay, so the last time we learned, I know Rabbi had the different...
Right. So
I don't know if Rabbi noticed, but I was flipping back and forth because I think the pshat that the other format had was a mix of the Pirush Aleph and Pirush Beis.
You mean in what we learned last time?
Yeah, like Rabbi started off with the Pirush Beis.
Right, so Pirush. So let's start. So at least let's start Pirush Aleph in Shkara Niva Nova.
Okay, fine.
That we spoke about last time, the two types of yofi. So there's the beauty of a person's complexion. Spoke about it. Meaning the difference between chituch evarim, which is sort of very structural, as opposed to shchira, which is cosmetic. So this piece we didn't have last time. So there's a chitzonius and a pnimius in the mitzvahs. So he does a fascinating turnabout in how he explains it. He says that even though in the Nimshol he's talking about the Chiduch Evarim seems to be more pnimiistic and the Shchira is more bachutz, in the Nimshol he said it's the other way around. There's the chitzonius the mitzvah, the pnimius the mitzvah. So even though we do it this day, but it's lacking the pnimius that it used to have. Take a look at the bottom. He brings the Likut in number 399. He says, So famous, the people say all about tefillah. He says it about every type of mitzvah. So the Nefesh HaChaim speaks about this a lot. This is one of his key nekudas, because as opposed to Chassidim, who said, if it has no neshama, then what's the point of it? The Goyen Shita, and obviously Nefesh HaChaim, is the opposite. In other words, the Kli Kibul has to be there before there's even a Havamina of pouring into the Kli Kibul. Meaning as follows. If a person has the oil that he's pouring, and he pours it into nothingness, then the oil gets lost. It's gone. If he has a kli waiting to be poured into, and he hasn't poured into it yet, so he's still waiting for something. But it's going to happen. It can happen sooner or later. As opposed to when you start with the pnimius, and there's no chitzenis that's ready for it, it's not going to happen. Adam, when he was created, you had the guf from the Adama, and then you put the Neshama in. My Rebbe, Chaim Shulevitz, used to say in the Shmu that the Neshama is much holier than the guf. But when you have a Neshama without a guf, you have a mazik. In other words, in this world, a pure ruchniistic entity does not and cannot exist, and it's a destructive, and it's destructive. So the Mela, even though the Pnimis is not there yet, the Chitzonius is there. This is the Inyan Marshal where you'll have it's where you yoitza mitzvah lefachis with Evid if you do it with the minomatic kavana, whereas if you're lacking in the maisa, that yoitza at all. That's the point that Chaim makes, that without something, and the truth is also the Beis HaMikdash lemashal, the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, you first had the binyan of the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, and then when everything was finished, the last pasuk is that the Shekhinah filled the Mishkan. Because you can't have any type of ashra without some sort of kli. So Kali says, you know what? I'm missing a lot, but at least the kelim are ready, and therefore it's possible to be mechadish again. Okay, so next.
Would we use that yesod to explain mitech shalei lishma balishma? And that's why you need to really start with the mitzvah shalei lishma first, with some sort of chitzonius, and only after you've accomplished it in a shalei lishma that you do it the full way. Because otherwise, it sounds like what Rabbi's saying is that ideally, you first need the chitzonius, because you need the clay kibul to be mekabel. So ideally, we should have a mitzvah without the kavana first, and then we could, then we could have both. Am I understanding incorrectly? Is that,
Well, the point is, Shaloi Nishma in that context is also a type of Pnimius. It's more a, it's a false Pnimius, but it's a Pnimius. In other words, when I do the Maise, I'm sitting and learning. That's a no. That's the Chitzayinim. Am I doing it for, to be mistabikar tsparchu, a face for emes, whatever you want to, however you want to call it, or am I doing this for COVID, or am I doing it out of habit? So that shalom we're talking about there is really a type of not true. It replaces the content. A good muscle fit would be, you get sometimes a pair of shoes, it has junk in it to fill in the place of the feet, so that it keeps the shape. So personally, learns, you're right, maybe, that if I wouldn't have a shalei lishma, I wouldn't go and do it. A person would not go ahead and do anything, for no reason. So now I'm learning because everybody else is learning, because I like, people say that I'm a good boy, and so on. And then when it comes, I can fill it up with toichin. The shema is really a type of toichin, just not the right type of toichin.
So what is this clay kibul that needs to be done first?
The hergel of maisa mitzvah, anything, that's what we're coming back from, saying that's exactly what he says in the Gaon. Shemitzvos on oisin kemoisha osa rishonim, that we are doing today the mitzvahs, we still do it. It's true that we don't have the shoras hashchina, we don't have the... If someone to SL solves, even practically, whenever he speaks about Yudas Adairis, we do mitzvahs today probably more than they did. Who knows how long? The answer is yes. What we have is we will lack neshama in it. They had a lot of neshama in it. Forget about the kabbonis and avizal. There's a lot of feeling in it. I mean, by the way, I always say this is the truth. When people speak about the people in Europe and what used to be, I grew up with that generation, and there were plenty of people that were, there are people that will head you fry, but the plenty of amratzer, everything Vilna Goyes. But the one thing that was unique, certainly compared to what's today, is the level of how much connected to it, what it meant to a person, on a simple emotional level, I'm talking about. Something that today is not so shriya. That was the hitzdaimus of those generations. And there was more teichen, something more in terms of that. Okay. Bale keda. Yeah? Hirish.
Yeah.
Neishan hagas adam achrechiloim shedvarim. So now he's going to go into a whole piece over here where he explains the relationship between leaders and person. So he says, hagas adam has two things. Midas varim ha-mokot, mitna l'chaveroi. Umash ben adam la-mokom, unista mifnim. The Adam Lamakrim is a certain genius. Adam Lechavero Bachutz. Vizesham Begemara Ezel Tamet Chochem, Hayodea Lahafo Chamuka Kedarko. So there's a Gemara that says that in our Losh is somebody's Makbu, you have Chamuka Kedarko. The Pashtip Shad is, you care about the dignity and so on. This gears is Hayodea Lahafo Chamuka. What does it mean? I deal after Chaluk or Kedar. What are you talking about? The Gaon explains. But inyan can meet the same bachutz. Midos are the chitzenis. Now let's talk about this about a little bit. There's, I'm going to say this in one word way or another. In the Shark Tush of Chaim Vital, someone asked him if midos are so wonderful. They, how come the Torah doesn't mention them at all? So Chaim Vital says that the midos are before Torah. They have the basis for Torah. In other words, psychologically, the person of Mitzvahs is based upon which to build Ruchnius. So just like physically, if a person is impaired, you can't do much with him. In other words, whatever he's missing, lacking, he's very tired, he's not well, whatever, there's not much going in. If a person's midos are not good, then Torah is not going to sit well on it. Torah is a super midah. In other words, midos are what the appropriate behavior for Torah's ultimate. And Torah is appropriate behaviors mitzad the fact that we're b'nei olam haba. And that's why needles cannot be listed in Torah, because they're prerequisites. Torah is Ruchnius 201, and Midas is 101. And therefore, Midas can't be part of Torah, they precede Torah, he says. So, can Midas in Bachutz, Beim Kemoy Levushna Mitzis, Kemoy Levushna Mitzis, Beheim Ikra Torah. What it means over here is not so much the Ikra Torah of the sense in the mitzvahs that are minor one thing. I think it means the Ikra Torah, that the pillar on which Torah have Adam and has a tzuris Adam as a person, Torah teaches you to act beyond what a person acts. And so on. So I think what he's trying to bring out over here is that you see that Chazal gave it significance, like Avodah Zarah. So the level of significance they gave to it is incredible. They're not written in the Torah. Why? So these are the klalim of Torah, and he quotes it. On the bottom, he says, let's find the line over here. Behiri, benefesh is at Luya Sabidas of Professor Ross, behain Kosevi is told Vishurish, on the nefesh Alena Siflis, Ashbaklu entire Mrs. Afera. And they are a base for it. So, Torah is not just important instructions. Torah is a certain mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a rule of behavior, and that's not kayach to anybody if he's not royal. He says, "Right to lichmesh is a midah pusa. If somebody wants to change a midah pusa, ha'chreich lahat mespitz mitzvichi." This is, he's paraphrasing the famous Rambam, that a person who wants to change his middles to do good, it can't work by going to the good. It can't go by going to the ideal immediately. It has to go to the other katzer, and then when it evens out, he's okay. So now he's going back to his pshat. Mizer shama ezu tamid chacham hayodeh lahafu chaluko shehei midoysa. Mishkosa v'lovash midobat. V'omru midoy kimidosoy. So therefore, if the, let me just finish. V'yamet oysi kidarkik mashetzoch liyos v'yamdeh chamutza. So the midos, so that's the pshat nechazal. Who's a tamid chacham? It says, if they forgive back to Aveda, somebody that's Yodeh Lahafo Chaluko, meaning that he gives it, he can change the needles in a way that's required. It's something which is understand this a second. We're talking about a person whose seichel is in control of his midos. Normally, taking the midah and going to the hefer shouldn't be possible. I mean, I'm let's say I'm a kaisen, so I don't have in myself savlanis. So what does it mean I should do a little savlanis? I'm at the end of I'm a very big kaisen. But it means that I have the ability to stand on top of it. Just like clothing, the difference between my skin and my clothes, both of them are my outside layer. Skin, I can't turn around. It's the way it is. And a garment, I can turn around. So a person who's able to change his needs and move them in akotza lakotza, that's a person that has a Shem Talmud Chacham for giving back Aveda and so on. So the Hagdara of that level of Chachma is Chachma that is Shreli entirely on the person, on the Gavra. You can add a Kneja, it's probably pretty push it. The Gemara asks, the Gemara, it says this in conjunction with giving back an Aveda with Tfiyas Ayin. In other words, giving back an Aveda Tfiyas Ayin means I recognize this to be mine. So we're obviously not talking about a ganef who would say on somebody else's object that it's, you know, that it's mine, that's pashit. So Baal Kerk is talking about a person who could make a mistake. What does it have to do with being a Talmud Chacham? And what type of Talmud Chacham is for Chaluko? It should say somebody has a very keen eye, whatever it is. The answer is partial, that we're not afraid that the person is going to lie out right. Hopefully we can discern that. But we're afraid that this person has negias, and Bimela, he sees himself as he sees this as being his object. He's got negias, and so if he's a person who's not on top of his midas, not on top of himself to the degree where he controls them, inevitably when he sees an Aveda, it's his mind will trick him into thinking it's his. That's the Maila of this type of Tom Chacham. So this type of Tom Chacham has the ability to be Haifech Haluko, meaning he's never entrapped by those, but rather he's shailed on them, and therefore he has a Shem Chacham to give back an Aveda, to be assigned.
So Rabbi, how does this fit back into the original Pshat in the Pasuk? So we're saying Shachar and even Nava. It sounds like he's saying Shachar on the outside, but Nava
he's
on
gonna
the
finish
inside.
Up, let's finish up. He has two more lines to finish up the Pshat in the Pasuk. Come back, okay. V'zeh shomach ha'olei keda pirish. Afal pi, she'bemidah shalom chaveroi, she'nirem b'chutz ani Shachar. Ha'olei keda shem shechem b'chutz. So it's fascinating, and I like it. The Goyen says that even though I don't look so good, but the pieces here lacking, but let's see what we can from over here. He says that being Luchuri, what he's trying to say is, I have the chitzonius, I don't have the pnimius, or I have the pnimius without the chitzonius. There's a change in the mashal that are not clear, but I'll call upon him. He's saying that our main problem is in midos as opposed to. Ben Adam Lamakum. Ben Adam Lamakum, we seem to not have a problem. In Midas, we do seem to have a problem. That's, you know, he feels the awkwardness is due to that. It's fascinating try to say that way. I mean, we know that Bayesheni was Nechrav because of the sinus Ben Adam Havero, even though we had and everything else in the Averis. So in a certain sense, we know this to be true simply from the Inyan Beis HaMikdash. But it's fascinating that's what we talk about Shbaruch Hu. Even though Bein Adam L'Chaver looks lousy, Choloifin, since I am Bein Adam L'Makom, I do have that affinity. Kol HaKedesh Hem Shrechem V'Chutz, Afal became a new and coin in the Yafir. The Kriya Shlema Beshaita, the Midas Shemil Gav, the Kriya Shlema. So the Midas, inside, unlike him. There seems to be some issue with the Gears there, because before this, since before you just said that's fully Bibnim and Abbechutz. So I don't know, there's something here he brings here. So there's something here that's not clear. But the general idea of it, that the chutz and the pnim and the midos and the person, the kavanas, those are things that says it many times, and those are all things that are yes. So basically, let's sum up the point he's making here. We're complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, don't look at us that we have a lot of constraints. We still are good pnim. If I'm to follow the Goyen's logic, then the Ben Adam Lamakom is a kibble with Adam Haveri. And I think that has a lot to say. Lachor for us is two separate things, or whatever, you know, some tangential kesha. The truth is, Ben Adam Lachaveri, people make a mistake. They think that Ben L'Chaveroi is totally in being a nice guy, a chevreman, a geshmaka guy, palsy-walsy. Those things, first of all, what happens when I don't like my pal anymore? Not fun anymore. He's, you know, whatever. So obviously that's not an oimik in our seches. Secondly, if I like the guy because he's fun or whatever it is, but it's really for my sake. I just know he's entertaining. You're paying entertainer money to entertain, so you pay a friend to entertain you. The pshat is my Bein Adam Lechaveiro is built on the concept that he's Tzolom Alekim. Once I have a certain yachas for the Bein Shalom, that's my yachas, then every person who's created with Tzolom Alekim is a hemshir of that yachas. So really Bein Adam Lemakom is a kli kibul of Bein Adam Lechaveiro. That's the truth, and that's why Rashi says that Beila Mishpotim, my Rishonis Nitim Yisrael, it's true that we can deher Bein Adam Lechaveiro in this world also. But the emissary tarichin of it is, comes from someplace beyond. I have a friend, I have to be loyal to him, I have to care for him, I have to be nice to him. Even I no longer feel like, no longer in the mood for it anymore. It's still mechayevim. So I do the hair that nekuda. Okay.
Is this the same vart that Rabbi once said on, I think it's Parshas Re'eh, by Machshefa Leisachaya?
Yeah.
Because I forgot the exact lesson of the pasuk, but we say, don't believe in witchcraft because ani Hashem,
right.
Rather the lesson of Ahava.
Yeah.
So Rabbi was saying that the lashon of Ahava is that you identify yourself with the connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. So now all alternatives are strange, and therefore you have a certain yachas to the Rabbanu Shalom. And by definition, and what follows is that machshefa lesachaya, because it's something outside. So if I'm connected right to the Rabbanu Shalom in this way, my friend who Rabbi said it's not a vart in enjoying someone else's company,
right?
Because that you either do like or you don't like. But right, when you respect someone who, because he's connected to the Rebbe Shalom just like you are, so that Mamela, right, you respect,
right,
his nachas.
Right. And that was the basis for the real chibur that can't dissolve is that chibur, because Akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't dissolve. Football games and the, you know, and whatever else is dissolvable, because that's the nature of it. So the friendship also goes. When you dove to somebody through a vehicle that's permanent, that doesn't go away. Correct. Good. Maybe one piece. What's your story with the chasna? You're before the chuppah, after the chuppah. Where are you holding the world?
Whatever, they're in the middle of the chuppah, so
okay, fine.
I have.
Okay, yeah. Where in Lakewood? Where is it?
It's in Williamsburg. So I was there before. Then I found the base measures down the street, and I'm all I'm all set up.
Shchera Nivanova. Now Pirish base. Oymeres of the noisir shleim. So we spoke about last time, I think, that there are kohos, in other words, there's Yerushalayim, that's the etzim, and then there are kohos that are surrounded. Shloishel chol tzad, if Yishem dazal Yerushalayim, she metropolitan, pearl gamkin, alamasos Yerushalayim behoive. Okay, so we spoke about last time that the concept of a city taking around and incorporating everything around it. Fine, we saw it last time. The chenu kol ekedam ibachutzim shchayim ifnim kiyor shleimoy, but nilshuhu ki amru razal derush of simloy taig mitzvah and lemoisher mach mitzvah esek like yehosh adam mishasalois asim gemesachama behine hamitzvahs him chituch ivorim shnikar toya vakavonas hamitzvahs apnimim shohor emes nikram mare. Behine haramach mitzvahs esen reisim kaim arzana kadmoinim achakavonu shamare ein lanu. So interesting. So here he says that the mara is that the kavonis are the mara, And that comes out, so that's really sort of the chutz, like the olik. And here is much more explicit, and at least it makes sense with Sadam Mashal, understanding the teichin of that. How do you understand that the kavana is that mara and so on? That's something we need to deal with. But Akapanim, in terms of the flow of the pasuk, it flows very well. So let's talk about this, because in these words, the Goyen, I think, is giving away the point that I'm struggling with. It doesn't seem quite that the kavanah should be the chitonius, the kavanah should be the painting outside. I mean, yes, the ikar is the gufadava, but how do you give a marshal for kadmonius, and how do you give a marshal for it and call it the chitonius or something? It's weird. So the pshat is like this. When you have something that you paint, you do a paint job. So the paint job is chitzenius and primarily a lot less valuable than the primius. Let's say I work with somebody, and all of a sudden you see a certain horus ponim in the person. You see, a therapist has worked with a person who was very depressed, bitter, angry, whatever it was, and then you see a breakthrough, and the person shines and he glows. So that usually is a giveaway that it's right. Someone told me this person very fast on Mount Yisrael. He was saying a shiur. And somebody brought along a young boy to the share. They said he was too young and too shy to ask anything. But the person in the magazine tells me, I saw that every time I hit a right nekuda, his eyes lit up. They lit up at the exact spot they're supposed to lie. So I knew that that's him. So whenever I get Lamashan, let's say I have a trailer, who's sick, and you work and you try hard to make sure to heal him, and you see that the poor seems to be good signs and so on. But the thing that makes you realize you've done well is when the person looks good, the person looks healthy. There's a look of somebody who's down and out, and there's a look of somebody who's raring to go. When you have that type of look, then you have the impact. So the shine that we're talking about here, this chitonius, it's just like a person's, look at a person and you say he looks healthy or not healthy. Something about that glow, hard to put a finger on, but that's what it is. I know, a year and a half ago, my mother's friend passed away. So she was in the late 90s. And one day I went to visit her, and she looked like almost a luster. And I was very worried, and she also looked like a little bit of something. The doctor came, she's at home. The doctor told me, I think we're losing her. And I asked her, how do you know? She said, I look in the face. So I'll go upon him, the Kuda is that the Pnimius of Torah starts as Pnimius, but it ends up as being that shine, that glow that goes outside. So he says, "Bin mitzvah is the chitah peivar. A kavanah as a Pnimius she'orem is nikamar. The hina ramach mitzvah esen oisim kankav sein akan moinim. Ach a kavanah shamar ein lano. The zeh she'om ashkeranim a kavanah Pnimius." Ziv cost upon him. Lovani, the Fitre Vorem, Machmas Kiyomar Machmas Essay, So he nuances it a lot more, and he says over here, what's missing is the oomph of the kavana pnimius, that it should be so strong that it's mayor outside also. So certainly we're talking about the kavana pnimius is what's lacking, but that kavana pnimius exists in a very latent way, but what we're waiting for is for it to come out and so on. Okay.
So just to clarify this last nekuda, the shchaira is the atzam, the chasaran in the mitzvahs that we're doing, where deep down the mitzvahs are correct, we're just not perfecting them to the degree
where they can come out. Yes.
We have something, we're grasping at something, but we're not there yet. So the yisoid is
correct. So if I sum up the last part of going, we have the pu'ula, we have the koyach, the kavana, and that it's not, that kavana is not coming out. It's shining out. That's the nekuda of course. Same thing like the mashal. It says the iron was nignaz. So that means it's there, but the ashuras ashchina, I mean the five things that Chazal pointed out to the Sibaisi Maisheni was shchina. All in Yonah Hachas Shchina, weren't there? You couldn't see it anywhere. Nothing shown out. You couldn't see the you couldn't see this, couldn't see this. There was no ha'ara. There was no eish. So that's where we're holding now with the problem. And that's a problem here.
Okay. If I could just ask Rabbi a quick question. My grandfather was, my mother's father was Nifter recently.
Right.
And about a week and a half ago.
Well, wow. What was it?
His name was Yekusiel Safir. And my mother doesn't have any brothers. My mother has one sister.
Right.
So my father had mentioned that he heard the grandsons should try to daven for the Avodah as much as possible over the next 12 months.
Right.
So first of all, is that a hanhaga taiva? Is that in the halacha? Where does that stand? And second of all, to what degree should I go? Meaning, I daven in yeshiva every single morning, and the yeshiva, the high school bachur, daven for the yamud. Should I be going to a different minyan so that I could daven for the yamud? I mean, I'm not a chiyuv, but there is something there, I think. How would Rabbi say I should go about this?
So there is an Indian. I mean, the Indian for the Kaddish, the best person to Kaddish is the Zera. There was a descendant, direct descendant. So on the other hand, Davening Yeshiva, as Milos did, was a certain Yeshiva, it's not it. I would say to go maybe for the Shloshim, which is about another 2 weeks, to go every day in Davin. And afterwards, twice a week, to daven somewhere else. We have the Omid, and 3 times a week to stay in yeshiva. I think it would be a very not good habit for yourself to give up the yeshiva, and therefore, so I would say twice a week to go there, and then the other 3 days to stay in yeshiva.
Right. Okay. Fine. Okay, excellent. Okay.
Which you had was an older person. He was, your grandfather was older.
He was just about 90, give or take 2 years. We're not sure exactly how old he was, but he was 90. He had a difficult life, but
he went through the war. He was a survivor.
Yeah, he went through the war. He had Kimat no relatives coming out of the war. His entire town was Nechrev. Olkosh in Poland.
Yeah.
And from what we understand, there was only a handful of survivors, and we're not sure if more than 3 people stayed from.
Wow.
So from the entire town.
Right.
So we had met some, my aunt had met someone from the town who had gone off the derech, but He went through the war from when he was, I think, 12 till he was 18. Mm-hmm. He never had a yeshiva education or anything like that, but he built a family. So, yeah.
Okay. This is Shem Shem and Leah. Okay. Take care, man.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Night.